the Wham Bam East Van Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Hey, this is DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Welcome to a special edition of the Wham Bam East Van Show, where we're taking a summer radio road trip across Canada. We already covered Edmonton, Calgary, Winnipeg, and today we're hitting Toronto, Ottawa, and we'll play a couple songs from Montreal as well. All right, today we'll be featuring some pre-recorded interviews from Eunice and Karen of Toronto's Met Radio. We also have Ottawa's Luke Smith from Canqueer, Diana Kirkwood from Rockland, Ontario, and Eloisa Velez from Ottawa. So these are all people from the radio conference that happened in Nova Scotia. And don't worry, next week we'll be featuring artists from the Maritimes. All right, we also have co-host John in the House's entertainment file, What Is On in Toronto. So you can see we've got like a packed house going on. So let's get started with our first interview. Hello and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourselves.
My name is Eunice. I am a music programmer at CJTM Met Radio in Toronto.
Hi, I'm Karen. I'm the tech director at Met Radio in Toronto.
Yes, and tell me about Toronto.
Oh, there's a lot of construction, a lot of raccoons, and a lot of pigeons. Yeah. And a thriving art scene, I would say.
And talking about artists, yes, can you name some Toronto artists in your neighborhood?
The artists that I do like from Toronto, the band that actually helped me get into like the live music scene, like the garage rock scene, was Goodbye Honolulu.
Oh my love, done it again. I went and lost my only friend. Oh, that's so typical of me. Ah, that's so typical of me. I'm losing my patience and I can't sleep.
And through them, I discovered like Barbecue Pope, Luna Lee. I know Jaunt is associated with them. So those were a bunch of artists that I really like to see when I was still able to go to live music in like 2019.
Yeah, and I'd say I'll shout out Scott Halpin. When I was studying radio television arts for one of our radio assignments, I actually played some of his music and really liked it. And he also has a great song called Augusta, which is also named after a street in Toronto.
There's a place I go where there's no heat, but it never gets cold, and that I know for sure. There's a rusted gate and a chandelier and a plywood door and a mattress on the floor. She lays me down so low here under the stars.
The host of a show called Freaks and Geeks. Essentially, I am one of those people that just listens to a lot of music. So I do listen to like a bunch of music. So it's not a specific genre. So since I have so much music, I usually try to present them through themes, like songs that use interpolation. I did a Pride playlist just recently. And yeah, I try to share some deep cuts from throughout the decades. And yeah, I just love music so much. I interview fellow music geeks. And yeah, I just want to answer the question, why do we love music so much?
Excellent. Okay, and we're here in Nova Scotia. What do you like about it so far?
Oh, it's so beautiful. Beautiful out here. It's just like, I feel like they take life in a different kind of pace, which is kind of nice. It's very nice to be away from like a very busy, noisy city.
Yeah, I think I'd have to say similarly. I did a lot of driving, and I must say the vibe was much more chill than in, I should say, Scarborough specifically. That's something about Scarborough traffic. awful drivers. What are you doing?
Yeah.
But yeah, Nova Scotia is very chill, which I appreciate and love.
Traffic here is a lot nicer.
It's a lot nicer. Yes.
Did you guys try any of the food yet?
Yes.
Did you do lobster?
Of course.
Yes. Really?
We had some lobster rolls today. Mm-hmm. We had lobster yesterday, and it was very good.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam
East Van.
CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Hey, we're back. This is DJ Meddy. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Wham Bam East Van Show. We're doing the summer radio road trip, and today is the Ontario edition. We played AJ Ottaway, Realized, Lights Out. We'll also play 42 during John in the House's announcements, and we'll also play Danger Mission 1987. And we got some ladies coming up, Evie K, Starlight, Kristen Karma. She has a song called Dear John. So without further ado, here's Johnny.
Thank you, DJ Meddy. This is John in the House's What Is On for our road trip across Canada. Today we are in Big T.O., Toronto, Ontario. Here are some events listed off Facebook. You too can check the details by entering Toronto, Ontario in the location and the date, June 27th to July 4th. Saturday, June 29th at 7 p.m., A Lo Cubano, Luis Franco plus Yanni plus Addis plus Marta Elena and Angel Louis and Sarita and DJ Van Gogh. This is all at the Lulu Lounge. Sunday, June 30th at 10 p.m., Break for Love, featuring DJ Starting from Scratch, DJ Yogi, Dave Campbell. Friday, June 28th at 10 p.m., Desi Nights, Hawaii Bollywood Party, The Rec Room. Thursday, June the 27th, 7:30 p.m., Ecstatic Dance Toronto with Eric Mandela, 237 Sackville Street, Toronto. Sunday, June 30th at 10 p.m., Go Hard, Glow in the Dark Party, 171 College Street, Toronto. Thursday, June 27th at 10 p.m., The Sound Authority and Toxic Incorporated audio present Document 1 at 772 Dundas Street West. Thursday, July 4th, 7:30 p.m., Music Bingo at Reinhard Brewing, 100 Symes Road in Toronto. Wednesday, July 3rd at 7:30 p.m., Music Bingo at Super Bargain Cocktail Lounge. That's at 441 Parliament Street in Toronto. Wednesday, June the 26th, Contacts Jazz Festival 2024. June 26th to the 30th, 5 days of top-tier jazz in Toronto at the Contacts by Train, that's C-O-N-T-X-T by Train, T-R-A-N-E. Saturday, June 29th at 7:30 p.m., Niall Horan in Toronto, Ontario, at the Scotiabank Arena. Well, there's a couple more here. Friday, June the 28th at 7:30, Calfanes and Cafe Tacvaba at the Budweiser stage. Sunday, June 30th, Nick McLean Quartet featuring Brownman Alley, a 4 p.m. matinee at Contacts Jazz Festival at the same place, Contacts by Train. Well, next Thursday, July 4th at 7:30 p.m., One King bringing some R&B, soul, and a whole lot of Motown to the Linsmore Tavern. That's located at 1298 Danforth Avenue. Friday, June 28th, Maurice Gordon Quintet honors Ernest Ranglin and Don Drummond at the Contacts Jazz Festival. 7 p.m., $25 in advance, $35 at the door. Again, at the Contacts by Train. Well, that looks about all it for big old Toronto here. Yep, that's it. There's lots of events. Go check them out. This is John in the House signing out for my weekly What Is On. This time we're in Toronto, Ontario. Thank you. Enjoy our special music guests.
I was fine. Since you've been gone, still thinking about the fact you did nothing wrong. Still trying to let the pain out. I'm still searching for a way to cope with everything and be a better person. But you can rest assured knowing that every day I grow and continue to learn. Even when I'm led astray, I can't lose. You're the compass in my heart, always pointing to the truth. 3.14159. It's not about the quantity, it's the quality of life. I like to believe there's a purpose for everything. Even though you left, I believe you're in a better place. So I keep reminding myself just to stay on my path. It won't do me no well to keep hating my heart for the things I can't change. So I try to live in love in honor of your name.
Oh, I hope you're up there watching over me.
Thank you, DJ Medi, for featuring the songs from AJ Ottaway, EVK, and Kristen Karma, all Toronto, Ontario musicians today. Now, a bit about how I met these artists in Vancouver. AJ, he had a band called OBA with AJ Ottaway, Jake Broder, and Gary Allen. I met OBA at Oswaldo Perez Cabrera's open mic at Displaced Hatchery in Kitsilano. AJ is an independent singer and songwriter and producer. Check out his YouTube at youtube.com/user/A_JEMANER. EVK, or Evelyn K, if you Google her name online, you'll find lots of music. I met her years ago at the Music Madhouse Records out in Lougheed and Burnaby for a event, and she was singing there. And also, I got in touch with her through a friend who had an online radio show called Locals. So we did a lot of work with EVK documenting her shows, and you can see it all online. Go online right now and go to facebook.com/EVEE.K.about. Information about this wonderful, beautiful, talented singer, actress. Check her out. The next artist is Kristen Karma. I met her just on Facebook, I think, and I checked out some of her shows and was helping her with trying to book some shows. But anyways, I did see some of her shows in Vancouver, and she had a really good sound, very, very strong performance, a good entertainer, had a good band at the time. So check her website out. Yeah, Kristen Karma is an award-winning pop artist from Toronto. She did work in Vancouver, was at that time an electro pop artist. Her catchy glam pop dances are starting to turn heads in Canadian music industry. Just recently, she was open for Grammy winner AACON, Lady Starlight in New York City, performer at VIP Lady Gaga After Party. So she's doing really well. Good luck, Kristen. Today's show in Toronto. Thank you, DJ Maddie. And next week, you'll have to tune in to find out what's happening. I think we're still on tour. Thank you. Be safe. Enjoy the music in Toronto. Goodbye. I know that I'll never forget you.
That was Nothing Can Kill My Love For You, Samia. All right, we have an interview with Luke Smith of Can Queer coming up. But first, I want to introduce another Indigenous artist. Her name is Ruby Waters. She is of Métis and Slovak heritage, and she grew up in Shelburne, Ontario. This is her song, Numbers, and I have to warn you, listeners, discretion is advised. Welcome, Luke, to CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Luke Smith. I am the host of Can Queer, which I believe is actually on CJSF FM.
It is.
And a whole bunch of other stations were syndicated from coast to coast to coast. And I'm the treasurer at the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Excellent. Okay, tell me about the beginnings of Can Queer. How did that all start?
Oh yeah, no, that's a great story. Mm. So it's a bit of a sad story as well. I was at the Pride Center at Carleton University in Ottawa. And at the time in 2010, 2011-ish, there was a string of, teen suicides. It was young people across the States, young gay people taking their own lives, with a sense of lack of hope, lack of opportunity. And that really hit home in Ottawa. The son of a local councillor, Jamie Hubley, passed away. He was, I think, 15 at the time. And we were in the Pride Center, and it really hit the community hard. And in the center, we were all talking, and my good friend Sebastian said to me, you know, it reminded him of when he first got involved with gay radio in Guelph, Ontario. And in Guelph, his co-host would tell his parents he's going to go practice driving. And he would drive half a block, park in front of a Circle K, and just sit there and turn the radio on. And he listened to the only gay radio show in Guelph. Mm. And then when the show finished, he'll turn the engine back on and drive back home again. He later became the host of that show. And then Sebastian joined him as the co-host. At this point, Sebastian was in Carleton doing his master's. And I was like, that's it. That's what we need to do. We need to be, and we need to normalize. We need to take up some of that space so that, you know, maybe, I don't think if Jamie Hubley had heard us, it would have, you know, moved the dial, so to speak, to use a radio term. But I think it would potentially, for the audience listening, help to normalize and bring queer experience, queer news, to the forefront. And over a decade later, we're still doing a radio show. And we've been going almost every week for over 10 years, covering gay news across Canada, interviewing incredible Canadians who have done incredible things, and really sharing their stories to reach an audience, to entertain, to inform, but also to let folks know that people in your art communities are doing these great things.
Amazing. Can you recommend any queer musicians?
Oh, yes. Cœur de Prête, which is a bisexual lady out of Quebec, is incredible. Along, it reminds me of Aria Moffat as well, out of Quebec.
Un Dieu est plus facile à faire qu'à comprendre et tomber. Je n'ai pas bu de prendre un parti trop loin de toi. Et j'ai voulu te manquer à tes yeux fins d'exister. Et au sud de mes peines, j'ai volé loin de toi pour couvrir mon cœur d'une cire plus noire. Que tous les regards lancés à mon écart, j'ai tenté de voler loin de toi. J'ai tenté de voler loin de toi. Tu es plus facile à suivre dans la ville qui devint notre plus. Et moi, étendu dans ce lit, je contemple ce que je t'ai donné de ma vie. Et au sud de mes peines, j'ai volé loin de toi pour couvrir mon cœur d'une cire plus noire que tous les regards lancés à mon écart. J'ai tenté de voler loin de toi. J'ai tenté de voler loin de toi.
We always try every show to play emerging Canadian queer identified musicians. Mm. So it's always somebody new. It could be Orge and the Shaman, and it could be anybody, but we're always trying to make sure that there is a space so that you as a listener get to hear incredible talent that would never reach commercial radio. But yeah, we try to make sure that we share all of that.
Excellent. And we are here in Nova Scotia. You're originally from Ottawa. Tell me a little bit about Ottawa.
So I'm originally from, I mean, I don't know if you can tell from my accent, from the valleys of Wales, not England.
Wales.
Yeah, okay. from the southern valleys. Mm-hmm. And moved over to Ontario with the family.
Yes.
Then I went and did university at Carleton in Ottawa, and I loved it. Mm. And I stayed, briefly lived in Toronto, and I've had the pleasure of traveling all over the country. I've been to Burnaby, I haven't seen the new station, but I saw, before you recently moved, I did see the last one. And the thing that always stands out is every square inch of every wall was covered in stickers.
Yes.
And it, what it showed me was that the people of CGSF and the Simon Fraser University, such a long history. And enough people who took a moment to put a sticker up.
Yes.
Of all the touring bands. Like, it really becomes a living mosaic of the culture that radio station represents. Mm-hmm. And it's truly beautiful. Like, it's incredible. But I love Ottawa. I'm biased. I've lived there. Got a home there. Got pets and a partner, and it's a great place for sure.
Excellent. Okay, so like I said, we took a car ride here to Nova Scotia from the airport. I want to know, what was the first thing you bought in Nova Scotia?
Oh, my days. One of the first things I bought was a doner sauce, because in Ottawa is the shawarma capital of Canada. But we're talking Middle Eastern style shawarma. But in the East Coast, they have like this sweet garlicky sauce. I'm on the fence about it, but it's very, very East Coast. And I thought, this would be great. I'm gonna get it. It was in a pouch. It was sealed. And I was like, that, boom, sold. I mean, I've got it. And it was, unfortunately, about 5 minutes. I think it was like $7. But 5 minutes later in the car, I was saying, I've got this great sauce.
Yeah.
And then I was reminded I'm going on a plane. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how well the CBSA is going to treat me with a sachet of doner sauce. Hopefully the Nova Scotian airport security can tell the difference between garlicky sweet sauce and terrorist substances. But I may need to leave it here, which is very tragic.
Oh no, I was gonna say, just mail it to yourself or something,
Put it on a slow boat and see if, when it gets to Ottawa.
All right, so during one of your sessions here, you mentioned that one of your dreams is to not have your show. Maybe tell the listeners about that.
Yeah, no, that was a great question. Mm-hmm. From the executive director of the NCRA, Barry Rook. He asked, you know, what's a hope or dream that you would have? And it would be to be redundant. So Aaron Levy, who's also here from CIVL in Abbotsford, BC, once said to me that he uses the show, the CanQueer, as a way of making sure that the audience heard those stories. But if somebody local, somebody from the area wanted to tell those stories, having it come from a neighbor, having it come from someone who lives in the area has more impact. And one day he messaged me and he says, I'm very sorry, but we've removed your show. And I said, that is great news. That is brilliant. I am so pleased that there is a student, as it happens, that was able to step up. So if you're a fan of CanQueer and you think you can do a better job, it's not a very high bar to reach, but reach out to CGSF and share, because my hope is that enough folks across the country feel inspired to share their own stories, speak about their own experiences in their own communities, that you won't need to outsource it to a guy in Ottawa to kind of share what's going on, and we can kind of get your neighbors and your communities to speak and represent themselves. So I know that the program director at CGSF is just waiting there with an axe ready to cut me the minute somebody comes with a great local show, and I'll be glad for it. I think that would be great. So even though I appreciate my audience in the Vancouver area, it I think it'd be much better coming from one of your neighbors.
Oh, we love you, Luke. All right, well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam.
And thank you, ma'am.
So, going on inside your head, and it's got you feeling so bad that you don't know what to do. You go to work where the morning's sunny or gray. As the time bleeds into the days, it leaves your heart red, blood cold blue.
So I'm turning to you.
Can't you love the disease, Bellamy?
I got some beautiful blues.
Then we can do as we please, Bellamy. A lucky streak that'll stay. I remember grand golden days when you'd play your hand and win. We'd get along on a deed, a trick or a tale. Find our way to ships that'll sail. Feel the sun upon our skin.
So I'm turning to you.
Can't you love the disease, Bellamy? As we please, Bellamy. When fake applicants come flocking with bouquets and funny talking, you can turn them away. You're the perfect dream to show up as we watch the whole world blow up into thin white haired cliche. And then we'll find our peace of mind, you and me. Bellamy,
I got some beautiful blues.
Then we can do as we please, Bellamy.
Next, we have our final interview.
Hello and welcome to the Wham Bam East Fan Show on CGSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Diana Kirkwood from Radio CJRC in Rockland, Ontario.
Hello, I'm Elisa Valise and I work for the NCRA and I'm located in Ottawa.
Perfect. Okay, so what do you think of Nova Scotia?
I think myself, it's pretty amazing. I went to visit the Big Fiddle on the boardwalk, had lunch at the restaurant on the boardwalk, and the people are friendly, love to be here.
I like it so much. I'm from a big city type of person, so small towns are very different to me, but they're beautiful. Everything's so cottage-like. The water's beautiful. We had a beautiful sunset as well yesterday with the fiddle. It was incredible.
Amazing. Yeah. Tell me about your earrings.
Okay, so my earrings are from my good friend. She creates Lego earrings, popsicle earrings, gummy bears. And a big shout out to her. All the different types of earrings, she has them.
What's her name?
Denise Arsenault, out of Ottawa.
And I see a little bling bling right there.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, I actually, this was given to me when I was a baby. Ooh. This was like my little baptism, little gift. So I wear it usually for good luck more than anything.
Excellent. Yeah. Now, can you tell me about any musicians in your area?
So one that I've heard from the Cumberland market close to us, mm-hmm. is Jason Kokunas, and young lad, he's made it in LA apparently, and he's got like his full first LP out. So good luck there, Jason.
Thank you so much, ladies, for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show here in Nova Scotia. Wham Bam
East Fan.
Yeah, baby.
Take off all of your makeup. You never need. Your heart beats up against mine. You feel that too.
and gray. Dancing around the kitchen, it always feels just like a dream, and it means more than it seems. I know that I could never believe that the memories were too good to believe, and when I think about them, I see what we could be.
And that was Ontario's Jason Kokovas, A Million Times Before, from his debut album, Tales of Sadness, Joy, and Wishful Thinking. All right, so next week we'll be featuring artists from the Maritimes. And if you don't know what a shanty is, you're going to have to tune in to find out. All right, we'll catch you all then. Stay tuned for the next show. This is DJ Meddy signing out.
A sailor ain't a sailor ain't a sailor anymore.
Hi, this is Jesse Brown, the host of Canadaland, Canada's only media criticism program. Every week I talk to some of the most interesting people in the country about some of the things that matter most. We talk about the news media, about comedy, film, music, and politics. And you can now listen on CJSF 90.1 FM every Monday at 5 p.m. Wait for it.